Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Second hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes from right now like we always do. Back into a couple different Falcons minicamp slash grab bag questions in about 20 minutes. The back page with Bo as well. One other thing to remind you of, if you did not know, the U.S. Open is happening this week. U.S. Open week is here, and Sports Radio 92 on the Game is your home for major championship coverage in Atlanta. Stay tuned all week long for live leaderboard updates from Oakmont in Pennsylvania. Brought to you by Georgia Hemp Company. Check out our new locations by Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone, and by Humberto Injury Law. When it's game time and winning is the only option, that's the U.S. Open this week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
BT Awards last night. That's what I just saw the snippets on the Twitter thing. And there's two things that people need to know. One, Luda got bars for days. Mm-hmm. They had a clip of him like recreating the basement, and he was spit. There will never not be a funny interaction with anybody and not be funny than having Stevie Wonder around. Stevie Wonder and Jamie Foxx yesterday, and I was like, Jamie, don't do it. Don't do it. And he had to just mess with Stevie because people still think Stevie can see, and it was pretty damn funny and everything like that. But, yeah, is Kaiser not and Drewski supposed to say the culture or something? It's just too much of them. Too much of them. Just like how they were, like, loading Kevin Hart onto us.
Uh-huh.
They're loading them too. Just like, okay.
They kept talking about the culture?
Just kept going to it. No, I'm just saying they're trying to carry a show, and you're like,
Oh, okay. I see.
Like every damn break.
Oh, they hosted it?
No, they were just every damn where. So I was like, why are y'all in every damn clip?
Like, well, they're trying to be young. Trying to appeal to the youngsters. Stevie Wonder and Jamie Foxx are for us.
Yeah. Then why you got to keep going to them?
And Drewski are for the youngins.
Ain't nobody listening.
As if there's anyone young watching the BET Awards.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't know any old people that were watching the BET Awards.
People that I follow on Twitter were watching it because they were tweeting about it.
I was like, damn. I
won't say they're old people.
I was like,
but,
I can just sit here and watch this. I already know what's going to happen. Kevin's going to go overboard with some of the jokes. Uh-huh. Let me talk about the people and all that, which is going to be get some of the wrecks that you saw like, yeah, when the damn joke. All right, when the joke. I know my man Snoop Dogg was going to be there looking fly.
Sure.
Obviously, the tribute to Jamie was really cool. But like I said, when they put out Luda, because I'm a big fan of Luda. T.I. was sharp.
Sure.
Lil Wayne, after he got rid of the first song and sang a song that everybody likes, was real cool.
Good.
And then it was like, I saw other clips. I'm like, I don't know these people.
Right, but that's all for us.
Yeah, yeah. But like, that's why I was like, okay, there's like, well, Ruby Rose, one of them Rubies, or Reds or whatever, tore the house down. I was like, I ain't never heard that before. I was like, so obviously you got to figure out a way to.
Yeah, something for everybody.
Something for everybody, because when T.I. was in, everybody was whooping and hollering. Then when them young jits came on and all the vets.
Well, they don't hoop and holler.
Yeah.
Young people don't hoop and holler.
They don't hoop and holler. They
tweet.
Videotape.
Or they don't tweet. Yeah. They TikTok and
they TikTok like. And like. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I guess you got to have something for everybody.
Right. Yeah, that's what it is. The hard part is when you try to have something for everybody, you kind of have nothing for everybody also.
Yeah.
Because then it's just too much. Like you kind of got to pick a lane. And look, I don't know what the lane is. Do people even watch music on TV anymore?
No.
Like, so I'm glad they're still giving awards out.
Yeah, man. I mean.
So, they're doing, Lifetime Achievement Awards for Jamie Foxx.
I think so. He got some kind of award. He was crying.
He's too young for that.
But this dude is the...
I'm too young for Jamie Foxx to get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Is there been a more talented person in this guy?
He's very talented.
This dude is awesome.
He's very talented. But in my mind, Jamie Foxx is 32.
No, Jamie's always...
I know he's not.
But the Stevie Wonder part of it, I was like, Jamie, don't do it. And he had to do the Stevie, messing with Steve. Stevie, you saw what he did, right? And then I was like, come on, man. No, he didn't see what he did.
You know what I saw that's happening in college kids? Because I don't know if you did this when you were in college, but I'm sure you've heard of it. They would have 80s themed parties when I was in school. They're doing early 2000s themed parties.
Get the hell out of here.
Because that's what it's the 80s to them.
Get all the way the hell. Yeah. What is a 20s theme?
Say you're doing 2000, because 2005, right?
What's a 2005?
Because 20 years ago.
Theme party.
I don't know. G-Unit?
Are you serious?
Twista.
Twista.
We're talking about
Ludacris.
Okay, the music, fine. That's cool.
How do you decorate for it?
How you? Thank you. How do you decorate for it? I had an 80s. An 80s party.
I don't know, stunner shades. Yeah,
but no, I had an 80s party and it was awesome, and we did a great job with all the theme and everything.
Right, because
you
wear 80s gear.
Yeah.
Right.
What the hell?
I'm trying
to think. 2005, because that's when I was popping.
You'd wear oversized jersey.
2005, I was popping.
And it would match a headband. Maybe you'd wear two headbands.
I never wore the headband ever. One time. I said one time, and then I was just like, I can't deal with
it. You get one of those tight-fitting, almost sports bra-looking G-Unit tank tops.
You wore it one day.
No, I never. I was like, oh, those look cool.
I had one.
I knew better.
I had one.
I knew that wasn't my lane.
Yes, I had a black one.
But yeah.
Sean John Valori suit.
Sure, yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay.
Was that the Ed Hardy Affliction era?
No, that was seven.
That was a seven?
Yeah, because I was one of them guys.
So not far off.
Right, because then you might have wear a too tight Hollister polo shirt or something like that. For the whites. But I saw that they're doing it. I saw it on the internet. They're doing early 2000s themed college parties.
Your
and I was like, well, that means I'm old. I wear Birkenstocks today.
I wish my child would come up to me and say that. I'll slap them
Let
in
me borrow
face.
Some of your old
I would
clothes.
Slap them in their face, man. I really, really would. Because I know it's, I'm a pack rat, so it's...
You have it.
It's probably a couple of Fliction shirts up in that attic.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure. Or some Ed Hardy.
Well, that'll be perfect for a
because
theme party
I was
in
that
about
guy.
2 years.
I was an Ed Hardy guy. Yes. Leather jacket, hats. What was the trucker hat that we used to like?
Von Dutch. When you get invited to an 07 theme
Dutch.
Party, you're going to have all the old artifacts.
Von damn Dutch.
It is wild to feel like your childhood is being treated as an artifact.
Damn.
It's like, dang, but I guess it was 20 years ago.
I want no child
It was 25 years ago.
I wanted a child's popping then.
We all thought we were popping.
Yeah, popping then.
And now they're dressing up like us. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Slap one of them in their mouth.
NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Falcons mandatory minicamp underway. Kirk Cousins is there to no one's surprise.
Yep. Raheem, sitting in the front row.
Sitting in the front row,
yes.
According to Raheem.
Raw quarterback seat.
Nothing awkward about it. Raheem's there to support Michael Penix, and that's that. All right. Fine with me. He did say that they're going to treat Caleb McGarry with a lot of caution as well.
Yes.
Undisclosed injury. They don't have to tell us about injuries right now.
Same thing with Kyle.
Same thing with Kyle. Now, we found out it was Kyle's foot. Yeah. I assume now that this is out there, someone will do some digging and we'll find out what it is with Caleb as well.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, not great. Don't know why he comes in with that, but hopefully it's no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's to be made a big deal right now because it is June. And, if something holds on and he's having to sit out a lot of training camp and then his availability for the season in question, then you'll start, wondering why. But right now, I just don't think it's a big deal.
It is just kind of funny, though, that the two guys that are in that category are two guys that don't have benefit of the doubt.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
That is true.
Like, if it was Jake Matthews, we'd be like, all right, Jake Matthews would be fine.
Yeah.
He never misses a game.
Right.
But it's Caleb McGarry who has been banged up a little bit.
Yes.
And, we have trust issues with a little bit in the pass protection.
Yes.
So, it's if it was Drake London and Jake Matthews, it would be a lot different than
that'd be all right.
Kyle Pitts and Caleb McGarry.
Yeah, that'd be all right. That's how it would be. But I don't think it's a big deal. Everybody's in. You just go from there. And then, like you said, 3 days, and then you're off until training camp. And so if these guys are where they are as far as being cautiously optimistic or cautiously careful with these guys, then that's going to be one of things where they're going to stay here in damn rehab. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, no, you can't go back home. No, you can't go on vacation. No, we need your ass here rehabbing. What is wrong with you, mm-hmm. and why you're not out here with us right now?
Yeah.
No, get your ass in. Get your ass in the training room. Get your ass in the training room. Let them do whatever they got to do. Ice and stem you up. Do some rehab and get yourself ready for training camp. Basically, that's what I look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. We were talking about guys holding out. Obviously, the best two pass rushers, not best two, the two guys with the most sacks in the last 2 years, Hendrickson and Watt are both holding out of training camp. We talked about a cookie. He decided to go in.
James Cook
decided to go in for whatever reason. He stand around and not do nothing.
Yeah, he's going to hold in.
He's going to hold in.
Yeah, and again, this is what? It's a day and a half.
Yeah.
And then you go back, and then we'll try to get something done before training camp. Yeah. Same thing with Hendrickson and Watt. I would assume they'll get something done with Watt. Yeah. I don't think they'll get anything done with Hendrickson.
I don't either.
I just don't think that they will, and I think that'll – I don't know. It'll get ugly. I mean, it'll get to the point where somebody's got to budge.
Yeah, and they're waiting for him to budge. I think that's the biggest thing right now.
It seems like he's not going to.
What the offer they have out there is a blank ton of money. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. It ain't no bull, but it's not value. It's not the market where he is one of those guys who should be at the top part of the market. So, yeah, that's going to sit out there. And we saw this 3 years ago when TJ got this extension. He was there. He held in. He went through individuals. Then when they went through team drills, he didn't participate.
Yeah, it just that one. They seem like a team that'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to pay a lot to get Aaron Rodgers.
Even though they did bring Aaron Rodgers in at their quarterback, so I can't give them too much benefit of the doubt.
Which is plenty of money.
Trevor Lawrence is wearing a little sleeve on his right arm.
Yeah.
Maintenance, dealing with some soreness after throwing so much last week.
Okay.
All right.
That's the same thing was going on with C.J. Stroud also. They said he was going to throw in mini camp. All right. I mean, I'd rather you be cautious now with my arm than during the season, but I just find it weird that, you know, y'all are 20-something years old and you got arm problems.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing. Anthony Richardson is going to be out for a while.
Right.
So,
you say C.J. Stroud too, right?
Yeah, but they just said Ian Rappaport say that that he was going to do some throwing at their minicamp this week. So.
All right, so nothing to worry about.
I don't think any of it is to worry about. It's just funny to me. That's all. It's just funny.
My thing is just like, you know.
It's just funny.
Trevor Lawrence been a quarterback for a while,
yes.
Right? Like,
it's just funny.
He knows how much to throw and how much too much might be.
I would think
so. What did he throw, like 1,000 passes on Friday or something? And now his arm's sore on Tuesday?
Again, not a big deal until it's made to be a big deal when the season starts. But
this is one of those things that, like, Trevor Lawrence having a sleeve on, people are going to notice, obviously. And then the coach saying maintenance is something people are going to talk about, obviously.
I'll tell you, and being the funniest thing, the guys like you, media guys, is when you stumble in and you think that the coast is clear. And then, because I had a sprained foot.
Now we're gonna notice everything.
Yeah. Oh no, I had a sprained foot, and I'm thinking the locker room is clock on. And like when you're like in Vegas, when there's a problem, the guys with the black coats come out
out of the walls.
That's how they popped out. What's wrong?
We're looking at Randy's foot.
Nothing.
This is a new style.
This is nothing right
this
here.
This is a new Reebok.
So somebody offended. Somebody is throwing on McGarry.
Yeah,
something like that.
Now eventually. That it's out there, now that some of the insiders will get their fangs in it.
The most interesting holdout is Terry McLaurin because he wants him a new contract, which he deserves. Give him his money. And you said it perfectly. While you still got a rookie contract quarterback.
All right. So here's choose your own adventure. We've got Falcons minicamp grab bag coming up next, which we can do.
Okay.
And we'll do with gusto, and it'll be a world-class segment if we do it. Or Zach Lowe suggested that Trae Young should take less than the max, and we can play you that and talk about the Hawks offseason as well.
How about that?
Do you want to do that one?
Let's do that.
All right, let's hear Zach Lowe.
We just talked about a whole bunch of Falcons. Abe?
I thought we did.
Yeah, we did.
I thought we did. Well, we'll come back and do the Zach Lowe suggesting Trae take less money stuff after this on Sports Radio 92.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Braves end the losing streak and maybe start a winning streak. How many does it take for a streak? Two? You win tonight, that's a streak.
Then we're going, we call that a win streak.
So we'll talk about what happened last night with the Braves. A lot of fun stuff going on. Obviously, Chris Sale, fantastic. Again, Brandon Adams going to join us in about an hour. Talk some college football with him, as there's been a lot of news in the NCAA and specifically college football. Talk some Georgia with him as well in 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA.
What, 81 days? 80, I think 80 days left for
I don't know. Oh, I'm kind of relying on you on the countdown.
I rely on Roddy. Okay. And Roddy Nabalzi. I think it was 81 yesterday. Okay. So we're almost there.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
We got approved for our SEC Media Days credentials and stuff. So that's one of the mile markers along the way.
We did?
Uh-huh.
What if we didn't?
I guess we'd be sitting here.
Hey, wouldn't that be great? He's like, those two guys?
Nah, those guys.
Nah, those guys can't. No, those guys can't come.
That is like that's like saying you like got accepted into a public school or something like that.
Right. Like, what they say? We can't have credentials. So, but yeah, Abe was telling us.
I guess they were always going to approve our.
Abe was telling us, you know, before because yesterday we had the staff meeting and everything like that, and because we're on the air doing those meetings, we don't have to go anymore, which is sad, we miss it. It's for the team.
We
take one for the team.
We do.
You know what I mean? So we don't got to come in here, record early and all those different things.
If we have to do the work of the whole station at once and be on the air.
Yes.
So everyone else can have a meeting.
Yes.
Because they're all enjoying it. They're having a great time.
They're enjoying the meeting.
Everybody loves meetings.
Yes.
Our meetings are just as fun as your meetings at your job.
Yeah.
So me and Randy will do the work for everyone and be in here.
We will stay on the air.
Gladly do it forever.
And so that week, we're going to be out a lot that whole week that Abe was telling us and everything like that. So look forward to all that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We can tell people why, because we'll be...
It's already out?
Well, I'm about to say it. We'll be at Murph's for the All-Star festivities on Monday and Tuesday.
Look at that.
And then we'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead on Friday.
Look at that.
And I believe Wednesday and Thursday we'll be at the College Football Hall of Fame for SEC Media.
Simmons Lang had to come over here and park no time soon.
Oh, also, and this will be news to you. You're going to enjoy this. We're doing a show on a Sunday from 1 to 4 at Murph's as well.
Where?
At Murph's.
When?
Sunday.
What day?
The 13th of July.
Is that the whole All-Star Weekend festivity thing?
Abe from 10 to 1, Andy and Randy from 1 to 4, Grant McCauley from 4 to 6 at Murph's.
Hell yeah.
All-Star stuff.
Hell yeah. Working on a Sunday.
Who wouldn't?
Who don't want to work on a Sunday? Now, what day is the All-Star game's on a Sunday, right?
I think it's on Thursday.
It's on a Thursday?
Or Wednesday.
All-Star game's on Tuesday.
It's on Tuesday.
Sure. Okay. One of those days.
So, Legends and Celebrities and the Futures game is Saturday. There's actually nothing on Sunday except for All-Star Village. Monday is the Home Run Derby. Tuesday's the game.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So, we'll be down there for the Home Run Derby.
And what time's the game usually start?
That'll be like 8 o'clock.
Okay, because I'm trying, because I told Samson I would take him to that. He wants to go to the All-Star game. So, I was like, that's fine. Now that I know I got to work, that means that I got to find some way to get him over there. Because if I'm all the way over here, if I'm over there at Murph's on Tuesday, then I go all the way back to my house and get him, then go all the way back.
Yeah. That's no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, we'll maybe.
Have him get over there somehow. But
maybe bring him to work.
Yeah, bring him with him.
Bring him to work.
Yeah.
And we'll just hang out.
Okay. That's perfect. He can do the whole noon hour if he wants.
we'll
have some lunch.
We'll talk about that Sunday.
Yeah, we'll go have some lunch. Have a couple beers.
Make sure you get all the interviews, say Dave.
All right, so we talked a little bit about this with Conti in the 11 o'clock hour, just about, like, everybody knows the kind of the number one priority right now before the draft and everything with the Hawks is trying to hire some front office people.
Right.
They made a couple hires yesterday. I don't know if that means they're not going to hire a president of basketball operations or not. And look, ultimately, you know, that stuff matters, but probably isn't the most fun to talk about. It's people that are in the front office that'll be making decisions. The decisions are the interesting thing, and I think the most interesting one is what to do with Trae Young.
Right.
He's eligible for an extension on July 6th. That's kind of when the league year will begin. You can start doing all the whatever they do, and I don't know if it's legal tampering or whatever they call it in the NBA, but there's that week where everything kind of happens, but mm-hmm. it's not official until July 6th. But he's eligible for an extension on July 6th. The extension would be 4 years and $229 million.
Okay.
He's not eligible for the Supermax
right.
because his third-team All-NBA lapsed because that was long enough ago,
correct.
And he wasn't All-NBA or anything like that this year. So he's not eligible for the Supermax.
Right.
But 4 years and $229 million max, not bad. Pretty solid little chunk.
Hell yeah, it is.
That would replace the player option that he has for next season,
mm-hmm.
the 2026-2027 season, mm-hmm. where he would make $49 million. If he signed that extension, that first year of the new money would be $51 million and then escalate for the 3 years after
right.
that. Right? So that's sort of where they are. He is the decision as far as what you want to do, the money you want to commit, and all that kind of stuff. Here's Zach Lowe, used to be ESPN, now he's Ringer Podcast, one of the best NBA guys as far as I'm concerned. Was talking yesterday about Trae's offseason and the decision they have to make, and here's what he suggested.
I kind of want the Hawks to keep Trae Young long term. I don't think there's a great market for him, so I don't think there's a trade out there that completely just reorients the franchise in a positive way. If I'm them, I am being like, look, we'll extend you, but it's got to be one of these. It's flat or it comes down and it's flat. Like, we're not giving you the max. If I can extend him at a decent number, I just kind of like their team. And I do think he changed his style of play a little bit. I think there's hope for like a Trae Young mid-career metamorphosis is too strong of a word, but I could see like in a year, it's like, oh my God, the Hawks are like up 2-1 in the second round and Trae Young is moving off the ball a little bit and blah, blah, blah. Like, I could see it. I think that's what I would do because I don't think there's 3 first round picks and a prospect or anything like that for Trae Young on the market right now.
Okay. I can see that part right yep. there. I hate when you say he won't take the, if I'm here, I wouldn't. Did he say I wouldn't take the max without Trae Young?
I don't think he said that. I think okay. they shouldn't. He said they shouldn't give it to
okay,
him.
Okay. So I like, okay. Yeah, the Hawks keep trying. He shouldn't get. Oh, shouldn't get the max.
Oh, shouldn't get it.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I said. Shouldn't get the max because not accepting the max, I wouldn't do that. Now, there's certain guys, and we've seen it, and I'll talk about it all the time. Jalen Brunson gave up $103 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he continues where he is, and I hate the word make it back up, but he's going to get a bigger contract than he has right now.
Yeah. He'll get the max
yes.
on the back end of it if
yes.
he stays healthy
yes.
and keeps playing like this. What he has gotten in the short term is a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And that it has. Well, the Hawks been there too.
True.
Yeah. I mean, whether you want to call it the
now, that was rookie contract.
Yeah, exactly. But they've been there also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're telling me, and if I'm Trae, I'm telling you, we're going to have these conversations. What are you going to do to make me take less than right. the max? Because I'm not just going to take the, and then I've been with y'all all this long and trust that y'all going to do something right by me. So that's how I would approach it.
The only way I'm taking less than the max, if I'm Trey, is if you, and it's almost impossible to guarantee, but yes, in the NBA you can guarantee stuff before it actually happens if you have something agreed to, is if you're going to have a max guy who's better than me.
Yes.
Like, now, we've said it for years now. That's the Hawks' ticket to, like, relevancy. That's their ticket back to actually being in the second round of the playoffs and maybe in Eastern Conference Finals and beyond that, is if Trey's the second-best player.
Right.
Trey signs a 4-year, $230 million max extension.
He's going to be the first.
He's going to be the best player on the team for the whole duration of that contract. Now, unless you are fortunate and draft a guy that turns into be better than everyone thought he was going to be. But yeah, I mean, it just all boils down to that thought process. If you're him, it's like, all right, I've been on the max for 5 years now, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse, and then a little bit better. I mean, in order to improve it, they would need a little bit of money. Now, they could just spend it. Like, you could just go into the tax and spend it. That's obviously harder to do. But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough sell, man.
It's
a tough sell to convince a 26-year-old guy who's eligible for the max.
Yes.
And in order to be eligible for the max, you have to have done some very good things around.
Bunk, back to something you mentioned just a second ago. Like, getting the guarantee from a player who's better than Trey. Trey don't think about better than him?
Yeah, but you know, he might know Giannis is better than him. You know what I mean?
So,
or at the very least, he might be like Giannis is equal to me.
Oh, there it is, right there. Yeah,
like I'll sell him on that.
I'll take less of the max for this guy.
Right.
Oh, I'll take that. Like I don't understand, because again, I'm all about getting all my loot. You know what I mean? Like, because you ain't gonna make money forever. Now, this money that they make is just a completely different in a different stratosphere. But at the same time, like, I worked my ass off to get this. Now, I know Trey is all about winning, and Trey wants to win here in Atlanta. He said it, and I believe that. He wants to win here in that. So is he going to have to take the haircut to how big are we talking? And that is my thing. Okay, I'll take, but how much are we talking? Because I'm not giving up hundreds of millions of dollars.
It would probably end up being close to that. Mm. Like, that's probably what it would be, because the next level, like sub max level, where you're still getting a ton, is like a 3-year, $120 million extension, which is 40 per. The average on the one that he would be giving up would be, it would go 51 first, and then it would escalate from there. So that would also cost you that final mm-hmm. year of it, which would be like 70 by the time it got there, probably. Plus the 10, so it would be about 100 that you'd be giving up. But you'd get to re-up sooner.
Yeah, you get to re-up sooner, and you might.
And maybe you'd be out of the play-in round.
You might have the better chance to do that.
Here's the other thing, you're not going to like this.
$100 million?
You're not going to like this.
What?
But doing that, very popular amongst fans. Very popular. Took less to try to make the team better. Popular.
$100 million ain't less. All right, that's a different word than less. If you're talking,
it's true.
If you're talking maybe 25, 30 million.
Well, that doesn't exist.
I know.
There's no area where that exists.
But
I guess he could sign a 2-year, like 90 or something like that, and then get back there sooner. But then if you do the math on that one, that's $170 less. $70 million less, but not really.
The Hawks can't ask. They got to be like, here's the offer we got.
If I'm them, that's what I would
do. I would do.
This is what we were willing to offer
you. Yes, that's what I would do. But if you come to me and say, here, I'm not saying no.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying no.
If you offer me 4 years, $229 million, and I'm like, I might be in the play-in still,
but
I do make
$229 million. Hell no.
Outrageous number to be even saying. But yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting conversation. I don't know what he'll say or if they'll even get into that, but I like that from Zach Lowe. It was a good thought. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. The Braves win last night.
Yeah, man.
Seven runs, bunch of home runs.
Yeah,
Chris
man.
Sale was dealing. You love to see it. We'll get to that. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. We'll talk some college football with BA and an hour away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
Big news coming out of the boxing world, because I'm assuming, yeah, I would think the next big money publicity fight is going to be Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford. Well, it looks like that fight is going to be on Netflix, which is awesome.
Okay.
So you got to pay $99 to watch a fight where I don't know who's going to win it. I'm thinking Canelo wins it because he might be the bigger fighter. But at the same time, I mean, these are those blockbuster fights that boxing fans want to see.
So that's one of the ones that if you just have Netflix, then you can watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, I know you're not a boxing guy.
But
whatever,
I have Netflix.
But you have Netflix, so, I mean, you can make it up.
I have the ads, though. I have Netflix with the ads because I'm kind of cheap.
You still got the ads, Andy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, no trips in 2025. Netflix with the ads, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like $3 cheaper a month or something. I don't mind watching.
I think
watching
a lot of stuff just has ads.
I don't mind watching.
I just got billed $25 for Netflix. Is that $3 cheaper? I was like, wow, it's.
Oh, maybe
expensive.
It's even cheaper than that. I don't know.
I know just, the WWE has ads.
When they presented me with the options, they were like, here's the lowest price, here's this one, and here's this one. And I was like, lowest price. They were like, you sure you want to watch ads? I was like, I don't care.
But the thing about it is, the only thing about ads, all right, is they always do it when the getting is good.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
That's why, like, when I have my, because, like, my wife and my kids, they're big Spotifyers and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I've always been Pandora. I'm going to be Pandora till I go. You know what I mean? And the worst thing about it was when I was jamming, you was in that groove or something like that, and then the damn ads went.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went ahead, I was like, ad-free.
Got the premium.
Got the premium, ad-free, whatever. That's my only issue with doing anything when I watch something on Paramount Plus or something like that, is when you're deep in it and you're all the way up in that thing, and all of a sudden, here comes a damn Allstate commercial.
Yeah, no, it's true. No doubt about it.
Something like that. And you can't fast forward them, which makes it even worse.
You can on some podcasts, which is good. Like if you listen to a podcast, you can just click, 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 and then you're back to the action.
Right.
While we're talking about it, why don't you go ahead and download the Odyssey app? That's a great way for you to listen to our show. Like if you're in your car right now, but you're almost to your destination.
Download the app, Charlie. You ain't got
to
wait.
That's
check.
Why That's I right. did not want to That's go right. back there because we still I knew Bo was going to do that.
We still have it.
I knew he was going to do it.
Yeah, it's been too long. It's been too long.
I knew he was going to do that.
Yeah, download it because you know you got to take us with you everywhere.
That it's just wasn't
live
like,
radio.
That wasn't like Gary. That wasn't Gary and Sean Payton back in the day. Just a nice alley oop to you.
Yeah,
nice alley oop to you. That was everything nice. Like that.
That was nice.
Let me get into it.
So just take it with you. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's great. All the podcasts we did an off the cuff podcast this morning. You can have that right there on the Odyssey app.
And it is a solid one.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for the follow up for tomorrow.
It's a two part.
It's a two part.
Maybe longer.
It's a two part podcast. Yeah. All right. Now we got part one out today.
Yeah, the preview.
The preview of what's going to happen tomorrow.
Tonight.
I mean, when we talk tomorrow.
Yeah, and then tomorrow will be the recap.
Yes. So I'm going to try to get early tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, damn, I got to pick him up from the airport and everything tomorrow.
Okay.
But I can still get here. Can you be here like at 10 and we can have like an hour long podcast?
Do you really want to do that?
No, not really.
Well, because, you know, if the thing that's happening tonight goes well, then an hour long podcast would be possible.
All right,
if the thing that's happening tonight goes poorly, that podcast could be about five minutes.
I will try to get here. All right, I'll tell you this. All right. But I got to pick him up from the airport in the morning. But I will do my best to get here by 10:30.
Can we just tell people we're not going to say anything about what we talked about today or tomorrow, but let's just tell them what it is.
Yeah. Abe has a date.
Abe has a first date.
Abe has a first date tonight.
He's going on a first date.
Yes. And me and Andy have been out the game years. All right. Yeah. But I still know how to woman a woman. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't go away.
Some stuff like that don't go away.
I will say this. I'm thankful that I'll never go on another first date
Me
in my
too.
Life. But I was good at first dates. So it's kind of a shame that skill will never be used.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
The thing what you got to try to do is try to make it first date-ish with your wife.
Sure. Yeah, we went on a date.
You know what I mean?
On a date yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, try to make it first date-ish with your wife.
Yesterday was the 9-year anniversary of me moving to Atlanta.
Right.
So we went and celebrated that
nice.
Early afternoon yesterday. Y'all had still, a little happy
y'all,
hour.
Y'all still don't do the hotel thing, though. Random hotel date.
Well, we still had to go pick the kids up from school. So it was like just a mid-afternoon hotel hourly.
Yeah, you still ain't done that. You still ain't done that.
Well, they weren't home. So we started out at home, and then we went to a happy hour.
Do the hotel, man.
Maybe next year.
Do the hotel.
Maybe next year. That's a trip. No hotels.
I knew you were going to say
All right,
that.
That's let's a trip. Get to the back page with Bo. That's what qualifies as a trip. Yeah, so on tomorrow's podcast, we'll find out how the date went.
Yes.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Mama told me there'd be days like this, or nights, rather, I guess. Not the best outing in the world last night for Juice Johnson.
Oh.
She throws two innings, gives up 6 runs. But we win the game anyway because softball is a team sport. She gets picked up by her teammates. She does her job at the plate. She goes 1-for-1 with a walk, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. So she did contribute. But, hey. Those things happen. So we're back at it tomorrow night in game 2 of the Tri-County, although it's all in one county, I think, softball tournament. This is the big one, and we play Buford on Wednesday night. So time to get at it. Y'all want to talk some nerdy viewership numbers?
Yes.
Oh, no.
100, yes, always.
Let's rewind. Let's rewind back to Friday night. All right? Game 2 of the Stanley Cup. Game 3 of the Women's College World Series. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup drew 1.2 million viewers.
Okay.
Kind of down, I think, from what I'm reading from hockey and the Stanley Cup. Game 3 for the Women's College World Series, most viewed college softball game ever, 2.4 million viewers.
Wow.
Peaked at 2.7.
Well, I will say.
Doubled up hockey.
So surprised.
I was one of the softball viewers. We watched the softball. We didn't watch the hockey.
Oh,
so
I was hockey. So
it wasn't a great game.
I would assume Abe was probably both.
Yes,
Abe probably
watched Abe has
TVs.
4 TVs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder what the other two were on Friday night.
4 TVs.
Cricket.
I don't know.
Congratulations, Murray State, who punched their ticket to Men's College World Series. Men's College World Series starts on Friday. All 8 teams have punched their tickets. Have you ever heard of the TST?
I can go so many ways with that.
Yeah, I think so.
No, but I got some.
One of the best acronyms ever. It stands for the soccer tournament.
Oh.
This is put on by the guys at TBT. That stands for the basketball tournament.
Okay. All right. All right.
So this is a soccer tournament, 7-on-7. It's been going on for about a week. I think the championship was last night, as Abe described it to me. So Pat McAfee actually owns a team or put together a team for this soccer tournament.
Okay.
I think they lost in the semis. Pat McAfee actually played on his team earlier in the tournament, but was not there on Saturday because WWE Money in the Bank was on Saturday, and Pat McAfee is a color analyst on WWE. So this guy... What's this clown's name?
John.
Oh, Sebastian Salazar, who is one of the play-by-play guys for the TST. It was on ESPNU, if I'm not mistaken, so he's an ESPN play-by-play guy. Decides to talk smack about Pat McAfee missing a TST soccer tournament for WWE Money in the Bank.
Hold on. We're hyping up Pat McAfee. He's not even here?
Get out of here. What are we doing?
I didn't hype him up. You did. You asked a question. I answered.
Get out of here.
You got to be here. The team's playing for $1 million tomorrow.
Really?
Production, what are you telling me he's got going on?
WWE. You know anything about that, Herc?
I do. They just TST greater than WWE for me.
They just ended Money at the Bank.
$1 million?
Yeah, winner gets a mil.
Wow. Did not know that.
But he didn't have to be there for his team to win $1 million.
Yeah, they did lose that match. Yeah, did not even know that.
If you want to go look this up, there was a fun Twitter exchange between this guy and Pat McAfee after this, where Pat McAfee ends up calling him a bum, and he's a bum announcer and whatnot. You know, Pat likes to talk trash about ESPN employees. You know, that's what he does.
Like, was it serious? Like, was he serious?
I think it's probably tongue-in-cheek, but the guy started by talking trash about him not being there. So, yeah, you know, go check it out. I can't read you most of the texts that were... You know, put on there.
But
it seems like a bad fight to pick.
You don't really want to pick a fight with Pat McAfee
at ESPN at this point.
Yeah. Especially if I'm a, you know, I don't want to call him.
He's kind of untouchable.
Yeah. He got like executives that had been there for decades out of there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You might want to back up.
Like the ESPN U streaming play by play guy, probably bad fight to pick.
Yeah.
So it was announced a couple of weeks ago that next year's, WrestleMania was supposed to be in New Orleans in 2026. It was announced a couple weeks ago that it was not going to be in New Orleans anymore, that WWE has inked a multi-year deal with the city of New Orleans to make repeat performances as they want to try to trim down the number of cities that WrestleManias are held in,
okay,
kind of like the NFL does with the Super Bowl. But they took it away from New Orleans. They said a mystery, you know, place was going to be unveiled. Well, they unveiled that place on Saturday night. WWE is headed back to Las Vegas. They're going to do two consecutive years in Las Vegas for WrestleMania, which it was the most viewed, most attended, wealthiest, biggest gate WrestleMania in the history of WrestleMania. So why would you not do that?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like right now they could have WrestleMania on the moon
and
they would sell it out and everyone would go. But then obviously there's cities that are just better and more fun.
And New Orleans is one of them.
Yeah, New Orleans is one of them. Vegas is one of them. Like it's good. I think the Super Bowl should rotate between like five cities.
I agree.
Like, no offense to other places that build new buildings, but like we don't need to have a Super Bowl in Minneapolis.
No,
you know,
ever again.
But good.
So we've seen the cover of Madden 26. So some new game features were announced recently that are going to be featured in Madden 26 that haven't been on previous versions. So we're going to get a weekly recap for franchise owners. So if you're playing franchise, you're going to get a recap about how you and your buddies did against each other. Okay, cool. Actual team entrances, so teams that have funky entrances, kind of they're stealing this from the NCAA game. They're going to have their own little fireworks and music and whatnot. They're also going to have halftime shows.
Huh. Oh, my God.
This one I'm kind of perplexed about because the last thing I want to sit there and do when I'm playing Madden is watch, even if it's only 3 minutes, I'm like, trying to get to the second half of the game.
Through it. Yeah, you skip through it.
Now, the only way I could see this as possibly being something fun is if they took some of the bands that are on the soundtrack or musical artists, whatever, because they're of all genres, and had them doing halftime shows, that might be kind of cool. I have no idea if that's what they're going to do or what the halftime shows are going to look like, but I don't know if halftime shows are what they need to be spending memory on.
You play this game, right?
On Madden, I do.
And, I mean, I know people that – how? Because you're busy as hell, Bo. Yeah, your schedule goes well. How often do you sit and play this game?
So right now I'm on EA Golf Online, and I play about an hour every night after Tara goes to bed.
Okay.
So I get from like 10 to midnight, 2 hours maybe. Okay. And that's when I would play Madden 2.
Okay.
Oh. Not very often.
It just seems like if they were going to make that work, it would have to be like an exclusive performance or something that people hadn't seen before.
I would think so.
And it can't just be the same one over and over again. Otherwise,
but that's likely
skip,
what it's.
Yeah, you just skip past it every
like
single
time.
Like
if it's just cheerleaders coming out there and doing a halftime show, which doesn't even really happen in NFL games.
No, it does not happen.
I don't even know. What does even happen at halftime of NFL games?
You get up and go get a beer.
I've never been out there.
I don't remember.
I've never been there before.
Right. You've been
there. Yeah, I've never been out there.
I mean, I've been to a million games. I don't remember. Like halftime, you're getting up, going to the bathroom. The halftimes are also really short in NFL games.
There are a lot of halftimes that they will do musical performances. Like for big games,
sometimes at the Falcons, they'll have like
so
a
they
local
have musical
artist
performances
or something like that.
Now, if they put that into Madden, like have T.I. come out there,
that'd
be freaking awesome, but I just don't know if that's what's going to happen.
I love halftime at NBA games because there's so many games. And sometimes you'll have like Goody Mob or somebody good performing, but then sometimes it's just like a frisbee dog, you know? This is like a really talented dog.
Or some guy on
frisbees.
A unicycle juggling.
Yeah, or the unicycle guy, or like Red Panda's out there.
That's
like she's killing it.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, I've seen her, yeah.
She's real cool.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's
I've
been
never
there.
Seen
yeah, she's that's incredible.
Yeah. With the plate. She never dropped a plate when you were there?
I never seen her drop a plate.
Okay.
Or
I saw a clip when she dropped a plate.
But of course Abe did. Oh,
yeah,
Abe
Sarr. We know Abe.
Abe Sarr dropped
that's
a plate.
That's not a good
Abe booed her, actually.
Yeah.
Booed Red Panda.
That's not a good conversation starter, Abe, okay?
Yeah, don't tell the girl tonight you booed Red Panda. That's not a good idea. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.